welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert brings a series of messages on the book of Luke. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Excuses when God done called them to the party is a person who's not really serious about the things of the Lord.
Go ahead.
Now, sociologists would call these kinds of people indifferent people. You know, that's a big word, but basically, it just means, look, can I break that down for you? Basically, it means sometime.
All right. Go ahead.
Basically, indifferent person is a wishy-washy person. Sometimes you can count on them, and sometimes you can't count on them. Sometimes they want to hang out with you. Sometimes they don't want to hang out with you. Sometimes they act like they know you. Then other times they act like they don't know you. There are sometimes that folks. There are those indifferent people. But in the church, we don't use that big proper name, indifferent. Can I tell you what the Bible calls those kinds of people? Can I tell somebody what the Bible calls those kinds of people? The Bible calls those kinds of people hypocrites. Yeah, that's what the Bible calls. I'm just telling what the Bible say. You do want me to tell you what the Bible say, don't you? They are hypocrite people, and hypocrite people are two-faced kinds of people.
All right.
You don't know what you're going to get with a hypocrite. Because sometimes they are singing to the glory of God in the church. Sometimes they want to sing for the Lord, and other times they don't want to sing for the Lord. Sometimes they're clapping their hands and saying, amen. Go ahead, preacher. And other times, they ain't saying nothing.
Go ahead.
Sometimes they want to teach the Bible. They're just rushing to class to teach them. Then other times, they don't want to teach the Bible.
All right, Holy Spirit.
Sometimes they want to pray. Then other times, they don't want to pray. Oh, I got to get in your neighborhood right now. Sometimes they want to pay their tithe. Sometimes they don't want to pay them tithe. Sometimes they want to come to church. Then sometimes they don't want to come to church. And they're always coming up with some kind of excuse. Excuses only satisfy those who make them. Do you know why grown folks make excuses? It's because they started making excuses when they was a child and they just ain't changed. They just hadn't changed. They hadn't grown up. They're still making excuses, just like they did when they was a child.
You right about it? Go ahead.
I'm reminded of two boys, high school boys. They stayed out all night partying one night, and the next day they had to go to class and take a test. And as they was going to class, they realized that they was late. And they said, oh, what we gonna tell the professor? They said, why don't we just tell him that we had a flat on the way to school, and this is why we late. And said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And so they went and got on the ground, then put some dirt on them, got an old oily rag and put some oil on them, on the shirt, on the pants, and then they rushed on the class. When they got there to the class, the professor said, why come y'all late? They said, oh, we had a flat. Professor said, y'all had a flat? He said, oh, okay, I understand that. They said, can we take the test tomorrow, Professor? He said, oh, sure you can. You can take it tomorrow. He said, just see me after school tomorrow and you can take the test. So the next day came and they saw the professor after school, and the professor said, all right, I need you to go in this class and I need you to go in this other class here. And he gave him one sheet of paper with one question on each sheet. And the question was, which tie was flat? See, we just make excuses, but excuses really just satisfy those who make them. And we just hadn't grown up. And excuses is a childish thing. That's why Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
You're right about it, preacher. You're right about it.
You ought to put away those excuses, because excuses is childish things. And so folks who can turn God down are folks who ain't serious about the Lord. Folks who can turn God down are folks who ain't even saved.
Amen.
You didn't hear me this morning. I say folks who turn God down are folks who are not really saved.
Teach us today.
Oh, I know I'm right this morning. See, your present condition is an indicator of your eternal position.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You better say that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You didn't catch that. Let me say that again. Your present condition is an indicator of your eternal position. In other words, how you act today tells where you're going to stay someday. See, if it's hard for you to connect with God down here, that's an indicator that you ain't ready to connect with Him up there. See, if it's hard for you to go to church and hook up with God down here in His house down here, that's an indicator you ain't ready to go to His house up there. If it's tough for you to hang out with the body of Christ and connect with the body of Christ down here, it's an indicator that you ain't ready to hang out with the body of Christ up there. Your present condition is an indicator of your eternal position. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See, mama and them used to say, if you want to know where a person is going, find out where they are currently at. Find out where they're at. And where they are at will let you know where they're going.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If somebody called me this morning and say, Pastor, I'm on my way, but I'm running late, but I'm coming to church this morning. I say, all right. Tell me where you at. And if they tell me that they're on Highway 75 going north, and they're almost to Sherman, Texas, that's an indicator that they ain't coming to 4215 North Greenview Drive right here in Irvin, Texas this morning.
All right.
Yeah, because where they're at is letting me know that they're getting ready to get to Sherman, Texas. Where they're at is letting me know they're on a road that can take them to Oklahoma. Where they're at is not going to lead them the Bible way. Where they're at is going to lead them away from the house of God. In the same way, you can look at how a person is living and how they are living, let you know where they're going. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So folks who turn God down are folks who are not serious. Folks who turn God down are folks who are not saved. That's what this is teaching us this morning. See, what can we take from this story, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we need to remember these three things that I've already taught you. We need to remember that God is a God of preparation.
Amen.
I said, but you ought to remember that. That God is a God of preparation. See, if you want to come up with a picture, if somebody ever asks you, what is salvation is like, take them right here to Luke chapter 14 and let them know salvation is like coming to a big party. What is, somebody asks you, what is coming to God like? It's like coming to a big party. It's like coming to a supper. It's like coming to somebody who's going to provide you with a lot of food, fellowship, and fun. When you come to God, God is going to give you some food, some fellowship, and fun. That's what salvation is all about. Yeah. I know preachers done messed it up. I know we have. Sometimes we make it seem like coming to God is coming to a funeral. Yeah. But no. Yeah. When you come to God, you're coming to like a party. Yeah. Like no other. Yeah. And listen. It's not no weekend party neither. It's just not no Friday night party, a Saturday party, a Sunday party. No. It's a party 7 days a week, weekday and weekend. It's like coming to a party because everything is now ready. You know, at one time, God couldn't say that. Everything is now ready. When you look at the Old Testament, everything wasn't ready. When back in Adam's day, God had to kill some animals in order to provide animals' skin for covering for Adam and Eve because everything wasn't ready. Back in Noah's day, Noah had to give animal sacrifices because everything wasn't ready.
Yes, sir.
Back in Moses' day, Moses had to offer up lambs and rams and goats because everything wasn't ready. Back in Joshua's day, Joshua had to provide animal sacrifices because things weren't ready. Back in Samuel and David's day, they had to offer up sacrifices because things weren't ready. In Elijah had to offer up animal sacrifices because things weren't ready. All the way from Genesis to Malachi, they had to offer up animal sacrifices because things was not ready. But when Jesus showed up, and when Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins, and got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand, whosoever will, let him come, because everything is now ready. It's ready now. It's ready now. That's why you can come with our price, come with our cost, because Jesus Christ paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. So you ought to remember that God is a God of preparation, but remember that God is a God of invitation. Remember that the God is a God of invitation. Listen to me. God has already sent out to you an invitation to come to his party. God has already sent his invitation out to every man, boy, woman, and girl in this room to come to his party.
Yeah.
You say he's already done it. Yeah, anytime you hear the gospel preached, that's God's way of sending you an invitation.
Yes, sir.
Anytime somebody teaches the word and you hear that word taught, that's God's way of sending you an invitation.
Yes, sir.
Just think about this Sunday morning. This Sunday morning all over Dallas, Texas, when the preacher finished preaching at the average church, what is that preacher going to do? He going to give what? An invitation. It's not happening just only in Dallas, but it's happening all over the state of Texas, all over Louisiana, all over Mississippi, all over the 50 states of the United States of America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All over England, all over China, all over Australia, over every continent, all over the world this morning, the gospel is being preached. That's God's way of giving out an invitation. Oh, yes, and you don't have to wait on Sunday because there's preaching going on Monday. And if you hear that preaching going on Monday, that's God's way of giving you an invitation.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You may be riding in your car on Tuesday and you listen to your radio and you hear a preacher preach the word of God. That's God's way of giving you another invitation. Yes, You come to Bible study on Wednesday night, either at this church or another church. That's God's way of giving you an invitation.
Yes,
you may have a group meeting where the youth are meeting on Thursday night. Children, God is giving you an invitation. Ladies may be meeting on Friday night. God is giving you an invitation. Men is meeting on Saturday morning. God is giving you an invitation.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's Monday all the way through Sunday, every day, God is giving you an invitation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one picture in my house that I really like. And that's this picture of the invitation. Oh, I love this picture here. I have this picture hung in my dining room. You know what I like about this picture? I like it, number one, because it's pretty. Isn't this a pretty picture? That's a pretty picture. And what I like about it, it's a long table. Oh, a lot of folks can come on to this table. And what I like about it, do you see the nice fine china at that table? Ain't no paper plates in heaven. Oh, I like that. I mean, we're going to be eating with some real good stuff. Up there in heaven. See, a lot of time we can't afford the good stuff down here. But up there, God is going to pull out the good stuff.
All right.
Up there. Then what I like about it, I like this poem that it says. It says, you are invited to come and dine with me from now through all eternity. Believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And dine with Jesus as your host. To live in heaven eternally, all you must do is RSVP. Oh, I like that. Don't you like that? Oh, I like that. And the other thing I like about, look at all these chairs here. That lets me know there's plenty of room in the Father's house. I say there's plenty of room. Woo, thank you, Jesus. In the Father's house. And after we have dinner there, there's going to be joy up there.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
In the Father's house. There's going to be love up there.
Yes, sir.
In the Father's house. There's going to be peace up there.
Yes, sir.
In the Father's house. Whatever you need, you can find it up there. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the Father's house.
Amen.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's God's invitation.
Yes.
And so we need to remember that God is a God of preparation. God is a God of invitation. But God is also a God of condemnation.
Amen.
Just like this man got ticked off and got mad when the folks turned him down, God will get mad when you turn him down, children. You don't ever want to make God mad.
Say.
Oh, no. You don't ever want to make God mad. Oh, you'll rather make TXU mad. Before you make God mad. Yeah, you'd rather make the light company mad or the gas company mad or the telephone company mad or your cell company mad. You'd even rather make your boss man mad, but you don't want to ever make God mad.
Amen.
Because see, if you make TXU mad, they may disconnect you, but you can recover from that.
Okay.
If the gas company disconnect you, you can recover from that. If your cell company disconnect you, you can just find another cell company. You can recover from that. If you make the furniture people mad, you can go find some other furniture people to deal with. You can recover from that. If your boss, if you offend him and make him mad, you can just go find you another job. You can recover from that. But you don't ever want to make God mad, because that's a decision you have made that you may never recover from that. You don't want to make God mad. And then you don't want to take God for granted. See, all these people, they made that, you know, they was basically saying, you know, we'll catch you later. We'll catch you next time. Just have me excused this time, but I'll catch you on the rebound. I'll catch you next time. You know, at the next dinner you have, tell them to call me then. But notice, the Bible says that this man said, none of them shall ever taste of my dinner. And you know what the tragedy was in this story? The tragedy in this story was not that this man couldn't have a party. The tragedy in this story, he got somebody else to take these people place at the party. That was the tragedy of this story. This man, he went on with his party, but he just got some more folks to take their place at the party. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, God has got a great party. And God's party is going to go on with you or without you. God has got a great party, and if you don't want to come to the party, God will just get somebody else to take your place. The blessing, that's what's wrong with our world today. God has got plenty of blessings for the whole world, but the whole world is not being blessed because somebody else is taking their place. They're getting the blessings that you're supposed to have. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Somebody's supposed to have a nice car, but somebody else that came to the Lord is going to get the car that you're supposed to have. God is going to get somebody else to take your place. The house you're supposed to have. If you don't come to Jesus, God will get somebody else to take your place. The clothes you're supposed to have. If you don't come to Jesus, God will just get somebody else to wear them clothes to take your place. Everything that you're supposed to have, you won't receive it because God will get somebody else to take your place. The fun you're supposed to have, God will let somebody else have your fun. The husband you're supposed to have, a wife you're supposed to have, God will give that husband or wife to somebody else and take your place. Even your place in heaven, God will give it to somebody else to take your place.
Somebody else.
Oh, yes. Listen to me, men. This chair is for you this morning. God knows there's somebody that he got a chair for in heaven. Some man sitting right here at Bible Way. God has got a chair for you. Just like this chair here in heaven is reserved for you. But if you don't come on to Jesus, God will give it to another man. Take your place. Ladies, you are here this morning, but there's some lady that is not saved. Somebody is not signed up on this Christian Jubilee. But you got a place reserved for you, but God will give it to somebody else to take your place. Little boys, God has got a place for you. This chair, look at this chair as your chair. But if you don't come, God will give this chair to somebody else. Little girls, God has got a chair. Take this chair. This chair got your name on it. But if you don't come, God will give this chair to somebody else. What I'm saying to you, God has got a place reserved for you in heaven. But if you don't come, God will just get at to somebody else. So the question that I have for you this morning, are you going to claim your salvation? Are you going to let God give it to somebody else? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, Lord, it's a word that makes us think this morning of how we have opportunity, but sometimes we think we're going to get another one. But, Lord, that's why the word tells us now is acceptable time. Now is the day of your salvation. Touch somebody's heart today in a mighty way. Let them know, dear God, that you got a place reserved for them, but they need to come on. Unless you're going to give it to somebody else. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.